Niall, it's a massive step for a number of clubs. And I was just thinking, you know, it was back in the mid-80s that we had the establishment of the first division, the second tier. Now we've got a third tier, and great for a club like Bunnaghy to be involved.
Yeah, certainly is, Chris. It's, we're very excited about it. There's a lot of hard work behind us, and there's certainly a lot of hard work in front of us. And I think a club like our own deserve to be on that stage. We always try to provide football at every level and play at the highest level we can, and certainly with this new National League, we're really hoping we do well in it.
Yeah. Now, it shows great ambition on behalf of the club. It's also going to mean more expenditure. There's going to be quite a lot of travel. So behind the scenes, the sort of the off-the-field side of things is going to be so key.
Yeah, definitely. And we've actually got the ball rolling on that, and we've engaged with a number of outside people not involved with the club, and they've been a great help to us. So, you know, the local community and the town of Letterkenny have got behind us, and I think there is an excitement for this, and it's just a different level to what we're used to.
Yeah. Now, people may think that there's a huge amount of travel, but given that you'll have a Cockhill game, a Letterkenny Rovers game, there may only be 5, 6, 7 sort of away days that involve quite a distance.
Yeah, I think so. We're very fortunate to have Letterkenny and Colcullen. I'd just like to acknowledge their participation in the league as well. It's good to have them on it, but as you say, there's only probably 6 or 7 away trips in the league, and depending on cup games. So hopefully we could be very lucky that we mightn't have a whole lot of travelling to do.
What about the whole application process? Obviously the league want to make sure that the teams come in have the ability to stay there. So I'm sure there were a lot of boxes to be ticked.
There was a lot of boxes to be ticked, but with a club like ourselves, who's well structured, it wasn't terribly difficult, to be fair. And speaking to the FAA lads, Fran Gavin and Garrett Higgins, who's from the competitions department, they got applications for 67 teams, and now they've only accepted 15, so they weren't just going to take any club on to make up the numbers. So we're delighted to be one of those 15.
And there's going to be, no doubt, quite a bit of competition for players amongst the clubs in the Northwest.
Yeah, I think so, but I'll leave that up to the managers. I'm not getting involved in that.
And for the club itself, you know, you're going to be playing teams in the first year that you've never played before. So there's going to be, a novelty aspect as well.
There's going to be a novelty aspect, surely. And, that short season is where we're going to find out what sort of standard it is. And I would envisage it's going to be a good standard. We've come out of the Ulster Senior League, unfortunately, at folded, and the standard was very good in that. So we expect that this new National League to be slightly better than that.
Yeah, and it probably has come at a good time, because the demise of the Ulster Senior League, we know that there are good junior clubs here in Donegal, and if the Intermediate League was still there, they'd be up against teams in the Intermediate Cup. And, you know, that avenue has been closed. So this is a new departure.
Yeah, definitely. It's no great surprise that the three teams, aside from Fanharps and Derry, that came out of the Ulster Senior League, Cockhill, Letterkenny and ourselves, you know, three of us are back on this National League again. So it just goes to show you that we're striving to be playing at the best level that we can, and hopefully we can develop our clubs, and hopefully it'll be a success.